You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are bubbles? We usually think of them as those fizzy little things rising to the top of our soda glass, or the round things floating through the air when we take a bath. Bubbles can take a number of forms, but it's basically one substance or material that's suspended in another, and it has a round, spherical shape. For example, with soda, it's carbon dioxide gas suspended in liquid. Or air bubbles inside of boiling water, which is a liquid. Or a soap bubble, which is a sphere of air surrounded by a soapy shell floating in the air. Let's talk about soap bubbles for a bit, because they're easy to make and kind of messy, and that makes them fun. The soap bubble shape is pretty interesting. Have you ever noticed that when you're playing with soap bubble liquid and a wand, it doesn't matter what shape wand you have? The bubble is always a sphere. Check out the shape of the wands that you have and the hole for that wand. Triangle, star, circle, whatever. The bubble that comes out is spherical. Inside of that bubble is space, or what scientists call volume. It turns out that the largest or greatest volume with the least or smallest surface area is a sphere. And that's why bubbles have a globe or sphere shape. If you blow two bubbles that are the same size and then touch them together, they'll have a single common wall between them, and that wall will be flat. However, if the bubbles aren't the same size, the smaller bubble will bulge slightly into the larger bubble, and that's because the pressure of the air in the smaller one has a slightly higher internal pressure than the larger bubble. You might also notice that the surface of a bubble is shiny, shimmery, iridescent, like a rainbow. That's because as incoming light, and light is white, it's a mixture of all of the colors of the rainbow, when it strikes the surface of the bubble, some of it passes through, some of it reflects off, and those wavelengths of light, the different colors, have different wavelengths, and they interfere with each other, creating that rainbow pattern. Here's how to make the perfect bubble solution. Make sure you have plenty of towels in case you spill anything and make a mess. Get 1 cup of liquid soap, like Dawn or Joy. Add it to 1 gallon of water. Then add 1/8 of a cup of glycerin. Lightly mix these ingredients together, and you're done. Now get a bubble wand. Have some fun. Blow a bubble and check out the shape. Touch it with a dry finger, and it pops. Blow another bubble, dip a finger into the bubble solution, and then touch the bubble, and your finger will enter that bubble without popping the bubble because you've been able to create a continuous liquid contact between your finger, which is surrounded by the liquid, and the bubble, which has liquid on the outside. Or take a straw, dip it into some solution, pass it inside of a bubble, and then lightly blow air into the bubble and watch it get larger. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of bubbles. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.